USA News update. Officials in South Korea and Japan say they detected the launch of two North Korean ballistic missiles on Sunday. It's the first weapons test in a month and comes 2 days after North Korea claimed to have performed a key test in developing a more mobile, powerful intercontinental ballistic missile capable of striking the U.S. mainland. The missiles were fired about 50 minutes apart. The Japanese Coast Guard said the missiles fell in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The first significant storm of the season on the East Coast dumped up to 2 feet of snow in some places, knocking out power to tens of thousands. A powerful nor'easter took down tree limbs and knocked them into power lines. Temperatures in some places are not expected to warm up enough over the next few days to melt the snow. The National Weather Service says a cold air mass over Alaska and western Canada is expanding to the south and east through the holiday week. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.